Hello, ladies, and welcome to another episode of Girl Race World. Today, we're going to be talking about one of the latest trends in makeup, the matte lip. So, I know you've seen a lot of celebrities like Beyonce and Taylor Swift, Anne Hathaway, Rihanna rocking these matte bold lips, and you're probably thinking to yourself, I don't know if I could do that, or I've done it in the past, and it just didn't work out for me. Well, that's what we're talking about today. How to achieve the perfect matte lip every single time. So if you're interested, let's get into it, ladies. Okay, so first things first, to achieve a very appealing matte lip, the first thing you need to start with is healthy lips. Healthy lips are exfoliated and soft and moisturized, okay? So that's step number one. Exfoliate your lips. Take your toothbrush, take your Clarisonic, take your Olay Pro Cleansing Brush, take your favorite lip scrub, whatever it may be, and for 30 to 45 seconds the night before, go ahead and with soft, gentle, circular motions, exfoliate the dead skin from your lips. Once you're done, follow up with a very moisturizing lip balm, such as my favorite, Maybelline's Baby Lips, or just plain old Vaseline. You let that regenerate overnight. You wake up in the morning, your lips should be soft, they should be supple, they should be plump, and most importantly, they should be ready for your matte lipstick, okay? Okay, so the next thing you need to keep in mind is picking the right shade. Matte lipsticks require bold hues for you to really pull it off. I'm talking deep berries, plums, reds, fuchsias. You want to go with something bold. Basically, go bold or go home when it comes to the matte lip. If you go with something too light or too pale, it's going to come off pasty and make you look dull. And we don't want that at all. So go bold, okay? The next thing you need to do is find a matching lip color pencil to match your lipstick. So you're going to take that lip liner, and not only are you going to line your lips with this color, you're going to fill your lips in as well. And what this does is help with the lipstick staying longer and wearing off very evenly. So you won't have that patchy look throughout the day. It's going to be very even. It's very important that you line and fill your lips. The next step is clean it up. Clean it up means make it crisp, make it sharp. You want a nice crisp line. And to do so, all you need is either a Q-tip with a little bit of foundation on it or concealer, and just clean up anything that may have feathered out during your application. And if you use concealer or your foundation, just remember to lightly set it with a translucent or pressed powder. You know, something small so that it doesn't crease up. But you want to clean it up. You can totally skip the concealer and foundation and just use a Q-tip, but just make sure you do some sort of cleanup. And ladies, that is all to it. You are officially rocking the latest trend in makeup, the matte lip. You know what? I want you guys to try this. The worst that can happen is you don't like it. So what? At least you know you've tried. And if you tried and you like it, send me a picture of yourself rocking your matte lip. Send it to girlraceworld@yahoo.com and I will post it on the blog. Till next time, ladies. You guys know where you can always find me, girlraceworld.com, for the latest reviews, tips, and more. And that is it. See ya.